It smells amazing in here right now because I'm making hot pot for Chris and me to have for dinner.
Nice.
Just wanted you to know.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is you're making hot pot. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Becca's coming in hot today.
I just had one of those days where there's so many little things that happen that any of them on their own would be fine, but all of them happening today and over the last few days has just, I feel like I'm going crazy. Like, I truly, and...
Do you think David set this up for while he was gone that you would deal with all this?
For starters, when it snows and they shovel outside of our bedroom, like we live in a condo townhouse, so they shovel in the morning to get the snow off of our front porch.
Smart.
They do it. They start with our unit and they start at 5 a.m.
Nice.
And it's the loudest fucking thing you've ever heard because it's right outside our bedroom window, just shoveling. So that's been for the past few days, just waking me up.
Got it.
5 o'clock. Perfect time to wake up when you're not expecting it. And then we've had these contractors replacing or repairing our balcony that's off our bedroom for the past few days, but like we didn't ask for it. It wasn't broken. It's just that the HOA is doing it for all of the units, but they're starting with ours. And it's like, it was a 3-day process. They just finished today, but like it was two guys. They had to use our power, but there's no plugs on the outside of the house. So they had to run cables into the house to plug into our power.
Mm-hmm.
And then that meant that the sliding door had to be cracked open, but it was cold all day the past 3 days.
In so Denver in the winter?
Just been going right out the door, which is frustrating because it's kind of like our heat and our power are funding these repairs, but we are renters. These repairs don't actually benefit us at all because the balcony was fine. It was perfectly functional. So it's just like, and then it was like so loud. This is like for the past 3 days from like 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., they just are hammering like, doof, doof, doof. But it's like in the studs of the house. So it's not a noise that you can escape because it shakes the whole house.
It's everywhere.
And it's so loud. And then like, no software works the way I want it to for some reason. Like, I have this theory. In the past, like, 6 months, David and I have talked about this. Like, in the past 6 months, software just gotten stupider and stupider. And, like, it's just getting worse. And, like, I think it's, like, the incentive structure of developers is to just, like, push shit out and, like, not actually evaluate if anything they're doing is being well-received, right? It's just awful. Like, our speakers don't connect the way they're supposed to, and our like mobile apps just breaking and bullshit like that. Or like I had to switch from Spotify, which I've used for 12 years, to Apple Music, and none of it works the way I want it to. And that's very upsetting. And I'm sure I would be frustrated with like any music app that I switched to after being with one for 12 years, but just dumb shit. Like it won't like recommend new songs to put on a playlist. If you make a playlist, it doesn't give you an option to name it. It just names it the song that you make the playlist off of. Then you have to go into the playlist to change the name. That's a whole thing that pissed me off. And then like the radio algorithm right now is just awful because
it's all your old
to the
stuff.
App, obviously. And it's like my old iTunes library from like 2010 through 2013. So all my recommendations are horrible. And then today, while I was like trying to drown out these contractors, I was like, let me just put on a playlist, put on some music real loud. So I had these headphones. These are like wired headphones plugged into my computer.
That's what all the kids are doing these days.
So I go to Apple Music. I'm like, hi, Apple Music. I have headphones plugged into my computer. I sure would like to listen to music through those headphones. And my computer was set that the headphones were the external audio, so there was no reason why this should have been complicated. And Apple Music starts playing the music through the headphones for like 3 seconds and then it stops and then it starts doing the little bouncy icon pop-up thing in the bottom and I'm like, what now? So I click it and it's like, we can't find your AirPods. I'm like, that's fine because they're plugged in and charging in a different room. So that makes a lot of sense. So I like dismiss the pop-up and hit play again. Place for 3 seconds. I minimize the window. It does the same exact thing. It stops the music and it's like, we can't find your AirPods. It does this 5 more times.
Like, listen, I want to help you out here, but I got to know where those AirPods are.
I can't find your AirPods. I was like, that's cool because I have headphones plugged into the fucking computer. And then our internet just didn't work for the whole first half of today, which, let me tell you, when you work from home is a deeply frustrating day. So I had to take meetings off a hotspot. And then I spent forever like debugging our internet, unplugging things, plugging them back in, restarting things. And finally, it just started working again. So I think it was a Comcast problem.
Okay.
But after that was resolved, I go to log back into my work computer and it has logged me out of everything.
Sure.
Literally everything I'm logged out of and all my applications are closed. And I go to log into something and it says, you're using a personal device. No, I'm not. I'm using the device I was using an hour ago. I don't know what's happening. And then I start getting this pop-up asking for a keychain password, whatever. Finally, I just give up. I restart the computer and everything is logged back in and back to normal. Cool. Really, really neat. I love
that. Here's what the problem is. You were using a personal device.
Clearly.
It couldn't find your AirPods.
I'm like, it couldn't find my AirPods. So I'm like, I need to fucking go for a walk before we record the podcast or else I'm gonna come into this podcast way too angry.
Well, I'm glad you got that walk because you must be so relaxed now.
Let me tell you what happened on the walk. I take the dog with. She hasn't had a walk in a few days. Oh,
that's Cammy. I know her.
There she is. She's in the background. She just...
She opened her eyes very slightly.
She is just the best. So... We have to walk. We live next to an elementary school that has a park next to it. You have to walk through this little path through the park to, like, get anywhere. So I'm walking down the path, and I see these kids up ahead. There's, like, 3, like, 6-year-old boys, 6 or 7.
Those
are
the worst kind.
Can't gauge. And they're throwing snowballs at this tree, but they are on one side of the path, and they're throwing snowballs at the tree on the other side. And I guess wrongfully assumed that while we were walking on the path, they would stop, but they didn't. And they hit my fucking dog in the fucking face with a snowball, and their dad was standing right there, and he said nothing.
Did he laugh?
He just 'cause I was... stared at me, and I stared back. I just stopped what I was doing, and they kept throwing snowballs, almost hit me, at which point I would have killed them.
Wow, like, so you care about yourself more than Cammy. Hmm.
I don't care, but like, they're kids, whatever, but like, the parent should have been a parent and be like, don't throw snowballs at strangers and dogs. Like, this dog already hates kids, and now she got pelted in the face with a snowball, like, hard. It wasn't like a gentle throw, and snowballs are full of dirt. Like, snow is just accumulated on dirt, so I'm fully expecting her to get another fucking really expensive eye infection and have another $200 vet bill from getting dirt in her eye.
Find the kids. Make them pay.
I swear to God.
You should have released her and just let her murder those kids.
Oh, she would have.
The dad, that's the only way they learn the lesson.
She was like, I get this one fucking walk at the end of the day through the park. This is my relaxing time and I'm getting hit with snowballs.
Was it before or after she did a poop?
It was before she pooped.
Oh, so she was shitting mad.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I feel better having said all that, but it's just like, it's like none of these things are major inconveniences. None of this is serious. Like, there's nothing really wrong in my life. It's just one of those things where like enough little things happen where you just start to feel like you're going to snap. Like,
well, I'm glad you didn't go out there with the giant sword that you and David have, because that could have been
kill those kids.
Yeah. Like, hey, stay right here. I want to play too. We're gonna play swords. You keep using snowballs, yeah. Though.
We'll play snowballs versus swords.
Yeah,
I call swords.
Yeah, dibs.
Dibs on swords.
You gotta be quick. Okay, let's go.
Gotta be quicker.
Watch your necks.
Watch.
Well, I'm sorry you're dealing with all of that.
it's dumb. Like, there's nothing to even be sorry for. It's all dumb shit. Like, even just talking about it, I feel, you know, better, because it's like, all of this is stupid. But it's just, you know, have you ever had one of those days where it's just like, just enough things
no
go wrong that you're like, what is happening?
The nice thing for me is that life is always perfect and I'm never upset.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
If there's one thing I know about you, it's that you have no reason to, like, ever be persecuted or experience any hardship whatsoever.
That, I have to explain that to people all the time. I'm like, honestly, everything is great. Nothing has ever been bad.
My life is perfect.
Yeah. You should try it.
My life has always been incredible, so I can't relate to anything that you're saying.
That sucks for you, but everything's good for me, so don't know what to tell you about that.
You sure about that? That's not why?
Yeah. Did you see last week that David's podcast co-host tweeted our podcast?
And said podcast?
Podcast. Or podcasts. And then I said, yeah, we're definitely a podcast. Yeah. We had about 150 more listens than we'd normally get in a week as a result of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really happening for us.
We're, that Deirdre bump. We hit the big time. Yeah. So I guess, you know, we're in a podcast network now. That's our co-podcast.
Yeah, we're really doing it now. It took us about a year and a half to really hit our stride, but here we are.
All it took was that one retweet.
We knew if we just kept making the podcast, doing zero advertising or outreach, eventually we would just make it big.
Yeah. So this is episode 68, and I think we had said we're going to do a special episode 69. Nice. Because we're going to take a break after that to do the Star Trek podcast. So,
and here's the thing. Guess who's going to be here next week?
Is it Mary Lynch?
Mary Lynch is going to be here next
week. Okay, well, she needs to be on the podcast.
She will be. She's staying with me, so she has no choice. I will evict her if she doesn't participate in the podcast.
You go sleep outside, Mary. Is that going to be what we do for our special 69th episode, or are we going to do live show?
I think we should. No, I think we should do an episode.
A special Mary Lynch?
Yeah.
Nice. That would be great. You know how I feel about Mary Lynch. Positively.
I do. Great.
She should stay and come skiing with us.
No.
Why?
She don't want to.
Why do you hate your mom?
I don't. She wants to go home. I don't know.
What's better at home? Nothing. In Grand
Rapids?
They
got home at home.
Yeah.
They are some pretty Grand Rapids, let me tell you.
Yeah, I've seen grander. That's not true. I've never seen grander. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry I lied.
I want to apologize to the listeners. Concept of the city.
To the president.
Of Grand Rapids.
Joe, you didn't deserve this.
To the mayor of Grand Rapids. I didn't mean to lie.
Yeah. I just want you to know I'm sorry. Cancel me. I don't want to be canceled. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
How's your week?
I've just been dealing with so much shit for the legal stuff from my dad dying. I don't know if you remember that. Happened a couple episodes back.
You're still talking about that?
Longtime listeners will remember I used to have a dad. Now I don't. So there's just been a bunch of stuff to deal with that. I had to call and I think I talked about it in here, but the FEMA will reimburse you for funeral costs up to, I think it's $9,000, which is good because I wasn't planning on paying for a funeral this month. So that was a hit to my budget, but they're going to hit me back. But you have to call. You can't set it up online. You have to call first. And they're like, all right, now that you've called, you can go online and upload all the paperwork. It's like, hey, here's a thought. What if we just do all of this online? Because I don't need to call you. But otherwise, I don't know. That was fine just dealing with that. I had one dream this week that I remember my dad being in. And like I described it to Chris as I was out doing normal cool stuff. I think it was fighting Nazis or zombies in Ann Arbor, which is usually a lot of my dreams. Nice. Like I'm fighting Nazis and it's super relaxing. Zombies, even more relaxing because I'm not scared in my dreams.
Nazi but, zombies.
Yeah, right? If you combine those, they're just assholes.
Someone should make a game out of that.
Again, it's not going to be a commercial hit. People only like one game, Fortnite. Forknife. And anyway, so in the dream, I'm hanging out with my family, and we're in Ann Arbor, and my dad's there, and like we're sitting around and we're talking. I'm like, wait a minute, you died. So I was confused because I didn't know I was dreaming. Typically, when something like that happens in a dream, I realize I'm dreaming, but that time I didn't. And so I hugged him, which was nice in the dream. And I woke up and then had a little cry because I was like, wait a minute, that was fake. So that was an unpleasant way to start the morning, but I got a good joke out of it because I told Chris, I pay taxes, I don't deserve this. And then I laughed about that for like 5 minutes. Like, that paying taxes mean I shouldn't have these kinds of dreams.
I shouldn't have bad dreams.
Yeah, what the hell? This is Joe Biden's America.
Yeah. So, I hate dreams like that.
Been dealing with that. It's a lot. I think I convinced my mom to go to therapy, though. I think we did it. I don't know if it was me or Ted Lasso season two. But I'm going to say both because I got her to watch Ted Lasso finally when I was home. So, yeah. Oh, Chris and I went away for Valentine's Day. That was pretty good because I had like 4 days where I wasn't stressed. And that was the first time in weeks that I hadn't been stressed. So I've actually was sleeping pretty well. I'm not getting a lot of deep sleep, but I'm staying asleep for like 8 hours, which is great. That's a good amount of sleep, I think.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
We also went away for Valentine's Day. It was nice.
Together?
We went skiing. David learned how to ski.
Did he die?
No, he did fine. Oh. We even did a blue run.
Those are the hardest kind.
No. Kimmy just did a little stretch.
I saw.
Me.
She's just getting ready. Where should he and I go for dinner when he's here this week?
Oh, in San Francisco. For some reason, I thought you were still in Michigan in my brain, so I was like, you're not going to Michigan.
No, that's behind me is my apartment.
I know. I don't know why my brain just did that. I just had like a little glitch. I don't know. Wherever you want to take him.
I just feel like we always do hot pot, and well, I love that. I love hot pot. You know, there's got to be other options. Maybe we'll go to the really cheap Korean barbecue. It's like $25 all you can eat.
Oh, yeah. He would love that.
Just a little guy with a big plate of meat.
Little guy, lots of meat.
Yeah, that's his dream. Maybe we'll do that then. But yeah, that's what's going on. Nice. I go back to work on Tuesday. I'm excited to go back because I feel completely out of sync with work. And like I've not been helpful to the team, which they told me to take the time, but it still feels like a lot of time.
Yeah, I hate that.
So I'm like,
because everyone says like take as much time as you need, and then you're in your head always just like this is they're so annoyed with me right now.
I did get someone, I don't remember if I talked about it in here, someone sent me connected recognition because they had to cover part of what I cover for the team, and they were like, this fucking sucks. So it was nice to get that small bit of, you know, notice that like, oh, you do something that is valuable, because I always worry about that. A lot of the work I do is disconnected from the work that the rest of the team is doing, because I'm not really developing anything, and I just worry that they don't know what value I add, which then affects my ability to get promoted. And I would like more money.
I love having more money than less, for sure.
Yeah. So that's been my week. Oh, I'm in nice. There's you know the big Lunar New Year. Although the organizers still call it Chinese New Year here, so I don't know. But the parade is tomorrow, and I guess it's one of the top 10 parades, according to their website, which you can trust. And
top 10 parades by who?
I don't know.
Just top 10.
Just search San Francisco Chinese New Year. It'll say one of the top 10 parades. Out of all the parades.
Not in the world, not in the city.
It's top 10. I don't
know.
Top
10.
Sorry.
It's tables.
What is this parade? It's top 10.
Tables. Top 10.
But anyway, so I'm doing that tomorrow, which is kind of exciting. That feels like a big deal, right? You know, being in a parade. They're making us wear masks while we play, so I told them I wanted to play percussion, but they need me on tenor sax, so I can't play percussion.
How you play with a mask on?
Literally, I have a hole cut in the mask to fit
that
the mouthpiece
in. Any goddamn
Well, I mean, it covers your nose, and then on the saxophone itself, it has a bell cover. But I'm like, okay, we're doing a little bit of hygiene theater. Yeah, it's the organizers are requiring it. It's not up to the band. When we do our regular marching band stuff, it doesn't require it. I don't mind. Whatever makes people feel comfortable and safe, it doesn't ultimately matter. But playing with the mask is very uncomfortable. And so that's why I wanted to play
like breathing
percussion or mallets or whatever. But anyways, it's going to be fun. Is that how I sound when I say it?
A little bit.
Mallets.
I wouldn't worry about it. Mallets.
Mallets. I don't know. Whatever. It's fun. I'm playing a lot of stuff. And that's good. You want to do post? You want to do... So I picked the post this week's, which is unusual. So if they're bad, it's David's fault for being gone.
That's true. Yeah. David is on a road trip. I don't know if people know this. He's on a road trip. He's in between jobs. So he's in Phoenix right now. He drove to Phoenix, and then he's going to drive to San Diego, and then he's going to drive to San Francisco, and then he's going to drive back. So he'll be gone for about 2.5 weeks, which is odd when you've lived with someone throughout the pandemic, and then they're suddenly just gone.
Yeah, that's like, why I don't live with anybody, and I never will. I'm going to die alone.
I did get sad the morning he left. Like, I cried a little bit.
Yeah.
Wasn't expecting that.
I remember you told the group chat, and we were like, shut up, nerd.
Idiot. What are you, feeling in love and missing someone?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That is dumb. I would never.
That's
could you imagine?
So dumb.
I'd be embarrassed.
Can you imagine missing someone?
I would be so embarrassed.
That is super dumb.
I would not show my face.
Definitely wouldn't tell the group chat.
Yeah. Nope. Don't be sincere on Maine.
No, only dumb. God, look at that dog behind me.
That's Cammy.
She's sleeping.
She got hit in the face. She's resting. She's like, huh? I'm up. Leave her alone.
All right. I'm going to read this post. It's called, Am I the Asshole for Refusing to Walk My Daughter Down the Aisle? And I want to know what's going on here. Because the answer is probably... I, male, 49, have two daughters, Marie, 27, okay, I did the math, and Julie, 23. For context, I'm just, you know, this is 22. For context, Julie is not my biological daughter, since I married my current wife when she was only 2, and since her dad was absent, I adopted her as my own, but I love my daughters both the same. I feel like you don't, given that you're writing this post,
yeah, like,
and I kind of already know where it's going.
I feel like if you have to justify it to, you probably don't, or they feel like you don't.
I think it's going to go the opposite way we think. He said, this being said, I am closer to Julie, the one that he adopted, since she has and still lives with us, and we do almost everything together. Instead, Marie is closer to her mom, mainly because her mom got full custody of her and has never lived with me. Now to the main issue. Julie got engaged about a year ago and immediately asked me to walk her down the aisle. I, of course, agreed and have actively helped her with the planning of the wedding, which is scheduled to October 2022. That's interesting.
That's a weird way to say that.
I don't think my dad would have any input on me planning a wedding.
Yeah, but he hates weddings and he hates being married. That's what he texts me.
Oh, okay. A couple weeks ago, Marie asked me to go grab some coffee with her and let me know she's currently pregnant and will soon get married. To be honest, this got me off guard. He doesn't know the phrase. Since I didn't even know she had a boyfriend, she apparently will have quite a fast wedding, since she doesn't want to show too much, meaning her wedding will be in 3 months. She says it'll be a small ceremony and asked me to walk her down the aisle. I felt weird about it since I don't even know her fiancé and it's all so sudden. So I asked her to let me think about it. It seemed like this answer surprised her, but she understood.
Oh, weird.
I then went home and let my wife and daughter know, and Julie asked me to please decline since she wanted to be the first to be walked down the aisle, and since she asked first and thinks I have a stronger commitment to her. I agreed, since this is more of an us thing than an afterthought, like Marie's wedding.
I then sent a message to Marie, who I don't love.
My biological daughter, who's fucking ugly, and I hate her. And she's a whore because she's pregnant now.
To be clear, I love both my daughters the same.
I love them the same.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. I sent a message to Marie letting her know of my decision with a brief explanation and even offered her options, like her mom or her stepdad, to walk with her. I also reassured her that I'd still be with her there and support her with anything. She almost immediately called me crying. Oh my God, he texted her that.
Be like, hey, FYI.
He fucking texted
LOL.
Her. FYI, go to hell. Like, I love you both equally though.
LMAO.
LMAO. not gonna walk you down the aisle, lol. Like, it's like dad text format where it's like, not going to, number two, walk you down aisle, space, space, period, space, space.
And it's all in caps. And at the end, he sends the wrong, like, he sends the eggplant emoji because he's like, here's a grape because you're sad. That's what dads do.
Okay. She immediately called me crying, telling me how much of a horrible father I am and how I apparently have always played favorites, which hurt me since it's simply not true. I love them both. Dude. I tried to explain my reasoning, but she said it doesn't matter and she doesn't care about my excuses. She ended up hanging up, and my ex has been sending me tons of texts berating me and calling me names. I wonder what the names are. Now word has spread to some family members and they are calling me a deadbeat and trash. But my wife and daughter agree that my decision is the only fair one. And I should, what? How is that not only fair, but the only fair thing to do?
Well, here's the thing. He loves them both equally.
And my decision is the only fair one and shouldn't be pressured into doing something I don't want. That's not a sentence. I'm starting to feel guilty, but I am honestly unsure. Am I the asshole for refusing to walk my daughter down the aisle? Absolutely, yes. This is one of the easiest ones I think we've ever had. This is wild.
Well, you can tell the way he talks about this other daughter. I wonder if he ever made any efforts or was he like, well, I got a better daughter.
I think it was like Marie's mom got full custody. And so he's just kind of like, well, whatever.
Yeah, I guess, like, that's not, judges, I need a daughter at home.
Judges don't just give full custody to one parent for no reason, as I understand it. Again, I am not a lawyer. My usual disclaimer that I am not a lawyer. But I'm pretty sure nowadays, especially, it's usually more even. Like, I feel like when I was growing up, my friends who had divorced parents, it was usually like the dad got them on like Saturdays and Tuesdays or something.
Nice.
It's Taco Tuesdays more, with dad. I think they try to make it more even now. Unless there is something about one of the parents, like they work way too much or like they're not stable or that to get full custody. Mm-hmm. So I really don't know.
My overall
impression, I guess this would have been like 20 years ago.
Well, yeah. So Marie would have been 6 and Julie was 2.
2.
And that's when they got married. So they must have been together, we can guess, at least a year before that.
Sure.
And then maybe he was divorced for a year before that. So it's hard to timeline, but he essentially, if the wife got full custody, Marie would have only been maybe, I don't know, 23. No, sorry. Would have only been 3 or 4, right?
Yeah.
So that's really young and weird that to not have joint custody. So yeah, I wonder why
he didn't get joint custody. Yeah. Because even 20 years ago, like the friends that I had that had divorced parents, they still got to see their dad at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one person I knew whose one parent had full custody because the other parent was off the rails.
Well, I know, so, I've read things though where moms are favored in these situations because there's an impression. I don't know if it is still true.
I think it's getting more fair now.
But yeah. But at any rate, I'm not totally shocked given the time that would have happened, even though that was still the early 2000s. That's what 20 years ago was.
It seems like he never made any effort to like reconcile with her. She probably feels like he got divorced, he got a brand new family with a new daughter, and that just moved on.
And he even says we've always been closer. It's like, well, you would have had to make an effort with the original daughter.
The other one. Yeah. You'd have to like schedule visitations and stuff, and it sounds like he just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably feels abandoned, and maybe her asking you was like her last attempt to like have a relationship, and you're just like, nah.
Nah,
me and Julie
that ain't
got
me.
This other thing.
Me and Jules.
So he has an edit. Says, edit, I don't know what to do now. These comments have really opened my eyes on how horrible I was to my daughter. I feel like I've been oblivious to several things I did and allowed to happen. I feel like the worst asshole there is, and I don't even know if there's room to fix it. I will try to reach out to her. After reading your opinions, I doubt she will accept, and I totally get it. He says, I posted a proper update on my page. Thanks for helping me out. Okay, so we're going to go to the updates. I love a post with an update.
I know, right? This seems pretty sizable, too.
Yeah, I get a we get the full circle of the story here.
Great.
Update. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Before anything, I want to thank everyone who gave their opinion. Though harsh, it helped me see how much of an ass I was. Now to the update. Tons happened after my post and since my edit. I tried calling and texting Marie, but she rejected my calls. Eventually, I was able to talk to my ex, who told me Marie wasn't in a position to talk since I put a lot of stress on her. It could be dangerous because of her pregnancy. I didn't want to cause more harm, so I stopped bothering her, but I did let my ex know that I felt horrible and wanted to apologize. She once again called me out on my BS, but agreed on talking to her. On Tuesday, she finally answered my texts and agreed on talking, but only over the phone and with her mom there. Of course, I agreed. We had a long but productive talk. As you guessed, she has been bottling up a lot of resentment towards me and Julie's relationship and opened up about how she always felt left out and pushed away. Mm-hmm. She actually told me several events that I wasn't aware of between her, Julie, and my wife. That's interesting.
I want to know more about those.
I know. I apologized profusely and offered to walk her down, and surprisingly, she accepted my apology, but says she isn't ready to accept me to walk her down the aisle at this time, since now the thought of it makes her mad and sad. I understood, but I insisted that I will if she asks again. We agreed of me meeting her fiancé, and as many of you suggested. It'll be later in the week, on Sunday. Turns out they've been dating for almost 2 years. She never thought I'd care, so she never introduced us, and I never stopped to ask her about her love life. That's fair. I couldn't see my dad unprompted being like, you got a boyfriend?
Yeah,
like,
who you fucking?
Yeah, that's fair.
Tim be like.
She's still hurt. She is still hurt, but is trying to stay stress-free, so I will try to keep it that way. She didn't ask for anything else, but didn't uninvite me either, luckily. I did offer her to go to therapy, but she said she's already going, but agreed on looking on the possibility of going together. You should find a separate therapist if you're going to go together. You don't want one person to feel, like, cornered.
I've seen Ted Lasso.
I know. Well, that's also just, like, a fact. That when I saw that, I couldn't believe that he said that, that was what happened. Mm-hmm. Is that, like, he went with his wife to his wife's therapist. Like, that is
and
just
the therapist is like, I think you should break up. I don't know. Seems bad.
I don't know. She's so mad at you. Like, she hates you so much, dude. Okay. As for Julie and my wife, I talked to them earlier today. I held on telling them to sort out things with Marie first. I sat them down and confronted them about how they treated Marie. My wife didn't say much and said she didn't have time or energy for that conversation. Julie denied everything, which of course I don't believe. I then dropped the bomb and everything exploded. My wife asks why I'm babying my daughter and allowing her to bully me into changing my mind. I couldn't help but laugh and see the irony. She ended up being fed up and leaving the room. Julie got mad immediately and asked me why I was ruining her special day and everything we worked for. How is this impacting her wedding at all? This
she
is so
wanted
weird.
It first.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't it doesn't understand change it at either. All. You're sisters. You have the same dad. Like, this is so weird. Not going to lie, I did feel sad seeing her upset, but I let her know her wedding and walking is still happening. She started crying and stayed in her room all day until now. My wife is currently ignoring me, and I'll probably have to sleep in the guest room. As for now, I'm looking forward on being there for both my daughters and future grandchild. I know Julie will get over it eventually. She tends to be like this. Well, she's like 23. So Reddit, thank you for helping me see the dumbass I was and helping me to salvage my relationship with my daughter.
Well, to maybe salvage is what he says, because I think everyone's just going to be mad at him now.
I think, no.
But
I
his
think,
wife
I think
and,
they,
and the other daughter they, sound terrible.
Oh, yeah. That sounds really toxic. But his daughter, it sounds like she was able to express finally like stuff she had been holding in, and I think maybe after the wedding she might be more open to reconciling. It's probably too stressful right now, but Someone says sorry but Julie sucks.
hey bro, sorry, your daughter sucks.
The even the proposition of like, you can't walk my sister down the aisle because you have to walk me first doesn't make any sense, and it's crazy. Like, that's just,
I want to know what the wife and Julie did to Marie, because that I think when he says events I wasn't aware of between the three of them, I don't think he means events. I think he means incidents, because I read events like, oh, they were hanging out with each other, but the rest of it makes incidents. Me think like they were shitty to her.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of people are saying make her sleep in the guest room. She's the one pissed at you and you did nothing wrong. Go sleep in your bed.
Yeah, you've earned it.
Somebody says Julie and her mother totally wanted OP to abandon Marie. Looks like OP did and is now shocked at Marie's resentment at being abandoned while he puts his stepdaughter and her feelings first. OP obviously doesn't care about Marie. Hope Marie cuts him out of her life.
There's a lot of comments saying that, like, you don't deserve to have this other daughter or whatever.
I hope they can heal everything.
Yeah, right? I'd rather they try to.
Nobody wants to find your family a way forward. To just, like, that can't be the best possible solution. It's like, hope she never speaks to you again till you die.
Hope
and then she
dies.
Regrets it
hope
so
you
much.
All die, in fact.
Like, oh, jeez. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot
Wild
of stuff.
Stuff.
A lot of stuff there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
See, the nice thing for me is because I don't have a dad anymore, I don't have to deal with this.
It's convenient.
Love that for me. All right, let's take our break. We'll come back and do some more.
Great. We back?
Not
Cammy,
everybody gets
think?
To
we
come
back.
Back.
Ooh. She's just looking now. She's
like, I know you don't really want to sing. You just want me to sing. It was garbage. Yeah, job. I guess we're back. Part two of our 18-part series on the War of 1812. Today, the burning of the White House.
The big burn, as we call
yeah. it. We call it Hot Tuesday.
Hot Tuesday. Cammy's just looking at me now. She looks so upset.
She's like, I thought we were going to hang out. You were a wooing, and now?
I thought you were going to feed me.
Yeah.
I got hit in the face with a snowball.
I had a really rough afternoon. I don't know about you.
I had a weird day, and I thought we were going to hang out, and now you're doing something else. Talking to somebody in the rectangle.
All day long, you're looking at these stupid rectangles. I know the people sometimes, but not always. Now she's looking out the window like, what is life? Oh, she's back.
Cammy. What a dog.
With a little pause right there. I love her.
I know none of this is interesting to the people listening because they can't see what she's doing.
Yeah, I might cut some of that out. I like to say that I'm going to cut something out and then leave it in there and be like, no, I changed my mind. You listen to this now. It's my podcast.
The whole podcast is just us being like, let's cut that part out.
Yeah. Oh, we'll you know what? That wasn't funny. Let's cut that out.
Yeah.
We're going to publish an episode that's just 10 minutes, and it's just us going, oh, we'll cut that out. It was like, wow, what an episode. A lot of crazy stuff this week.
It's like 5 minutes long. Like, we just talked for 4 hours, but
yeah,
none
of
it's probably
no.
good. We can't keep any of
there
that.
There was a lot of swearing.
A lot of weird stuff. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. Do you want to read a post?
I do want to read a post. Thank you for asking. Nice. I think what I'm going to go with is, am I the asshole for canceling dinner when my boyfriend brought a bell to the diner to, quote, grab the staff's attention?
Wow. Yeah. I saw the title of this one a few days ago and saved it. Didn't read it.
It's going to be terrible. I can tell. I can. Okay. This might sound bad, but I don't know if I was the asshole here. I, female 30, have been dating my boyfriend, Rhett, which is just an asshole name, male 31. I do know a dog named Rhett, and that dog is cute. But for people, come on. I've been dating Rhett, male 31, for 4 months. We live in different towns, and he's not from here. In parentheses, he's an American living here. I don't know where here is. He usually visits on the weekends. This time, I decided to visit his town and eat out at a diner. Rhett was already there when I arrived at the diner. We talked some, checked the menu. Then when it was time to order, he pulled a small bell out of his jacket pocket, lifted it up, and then started shaking it. It produced a loud, annoying sound that my ears started hurting. I was so confused, I asked what he was doing, and he said he was just trying to get one of the waiter staff's attention. I said it was embarrassing and he should stop right then, but he kept shaking it. I cannot begin to explain the looks we received from everyone. I demanded him to stop, but he said not till someone came and took our order. I threatened to leave the place and cancel dinner if he wouldn't, and he just kept doing it. Someone came already, but I'd already gotten up, took my purse, and was making my way out. He followed me and started arguing about walking out, but I told him that I couldn't take being embarrassed by him, and he got upset and said that he didn't get why I thought the bell was embarrassing. Explained that it was a perfect solution for no longer be forced to wait until someone shows up. I asked if it was acceptable to do this in America, and he said, yeah, because it's a free country and people there usually don't give a shit. But I said it's inappropriate and embarrassing here. He said I was being too sensitive and overreacted over nothing. He insisted we go back inside, but I refused. We ended up leaving, and he kept going on about how I ruined dinner by canceling it and offended him by acting like his behavior is shameful. I said I had a right to give an opinion on what he's done, even if he thought what he thought he was doing was fine. But he basically told me to get off my high horse and stop calling his, quote, genius idea embarrassing. He's been sulking for days and now wants an apology.
This can't be real.
Maybe I overreacted. Maybe it's nothing where he lives, but here it's just not acceptable. I will say the post is locked and it says we had to lock the post. Our report queue is weeping under the strain. Please accept this adorable puppy as consolation. I have to assume people are like, you should murder him, which is against the rules. I can't even imagine doing that. I don't even like ringing the bell when you go somewhere that has a bell. On the counter?
Yeah, no.
Unless it specifically says, you know, we're in the back, we're here, but we don't know you're here. Please ring the bell. Then, okay.
Please ring the
bell. But if there's one there and there's no sign, I'll probably wait. And just, they'll figure it out when they figure it out. Because I can't.
This can't be real. This has got to be a creative writing exercise. There's no way.
She hasn't answered very many questions, but all of the comments are like, what the hell is this? The biggest issue, like, bell aside, whatever he thinks that's appropriate or not, he didn't care about her feelings about it. She's like, please don't do that. And he said, actually, I'm gonna keep doing it, and I'm mad at you for suggesting otherwise.
Someone said that her behavior is racist.
I saw that she replied to that. I don't understand how that's racist.
Also, it's just not a thing in America. Like, that's such a weird
thing. No, who would do that?
It's a free country, but people will beat you up if you do that. Like,
rightfully so.
You won't get arrested, but you won't be allowed to eat at that restaurant.
If I'm that restaurant, I'm like, don't send anybody over there until he stops.
Yeah. Don't make a server go over there.
Let's see. The deleted comment says, you're the asshole. You come off as racist and insensitive. I feel bad for your boyfriend, but the poster was deleted. I'm like, what?
Good.
The user deleted their whole account.
Nice.
Wrecked. It was a 9-year-old account.
Probably got a ton of DMs like, what the fuck?
That's funny. That's hilarious. No, that's just wild. That's that makes me think of like the people, there's the old Vine of the woman in the Apple store screaming out, I was told I would receive service, and the manager's like, please stop yelling.
I want to read our next post because this sounds just wild.
Are you already reading it?
Am I the asshole for wanting to tell my brother's fiance about the tracking app that he secretly installed in the new phone he bought for her? My female 22 brother, male 27, is currently engaged to his fiance, female 25. He bought a new phone for Valentine's Day and asked my boyfriend, who is trained in computer and software, to install a hidden tracking app on the phone so his fiance won't see or notice. I overheard them talking. When I entered the room, they went silent. I waited until my brother left and then talked to my boyfriend. He denied having this conversation with my brother first and then admitted to installing the app on the phone. I told him both he and my brother were in the wrong because this is a huge breach of privacy. He said he has nothing to do with it and advised me to stay out of it as well. But I said I wanted to tell my brother's fiance. My boyfriend argued with me about being nosy and intrusive and told me to stay out of it and let them deal with their own issues. I thought that was unfair to my future sister-in-law since she's the one working, paying bills and rent, and this is how she's treated. So your brother's is a deadbeat. My boyfriend told me to get the fuck out with this attitude and again said I should stay out of it because it does not in any way concern me. I don't know. I feel horrible after hearing about what my brother did. And since I have a good relationship with his fiance, I can't help but feel guilty and wanting to tell her. Am I the asshole? No, and you need to break up with him.
And then
as well.
You can start dating the fiance.
The fiance.
It's perfect. You know your family loves her. So
he 100% doesn't want you to look into it because it's the same app that he secretly installed on your phone.
Yeah.
And he knows if she finds the app, it's probably one of those apps that looks like it's like a calendar or something.
Yeah.
But when you open it, it's nothing and it's actually tracking you. That is probably what's going on. And he's probably put the same app on your phone. So mm-hmm. he knows if you look into it and then she's like, oh, you're right. There is this random app on this phone.
Yeah, it was.
Then you're going to look at your phone and be like, plus. Holy shit.
It's on my phone too. Yeah. 100%. He's absolutely doing the same thing to you. They yes. sound terrible.
Yes.
You were right. Yes. That one was wild.
That was wild and very simple.
Yeah. Two in a row. We're knocking them out today. All right, I'll read our last one here. All right, this is, am I the asshole for refusing to apologize to my mother-in-law after she saw me wearing underwear? This happened yesterday morning at 9 in the morning, not 9 in the afternoon. I, female 33, was in the kitchen eating breakfast wearing my regular underwear. Suddenly, I heard gasping sounds coming towards me. I turned and I saw my mother and sister-in-law yelling about what I was wearing. I was in utter shock and just froze in my seat. My husband was asleep at the time. At 9 in the morning? Okay.
It was on the weekend. This was Sunday.
5 days ago. Okay.
They posted it on Sunday and they said yesterday.
Saturday.
So
okay.
Saturday.
I guess that's fine then. I sleep until 2 o'clock on the weekends. So. my husband was asleep at the time and he must have heard his mom and sister scream because he ran downstairs and asked what's going on. His mom started ranting loudly about what an inappropriate scene she and her daughter saw. I'm still sitting in shock when my husband started yelling at me to go put something on quickly. I went upstairs while his mom kept yelling after me, calling me shameless and inappropriate. I then heard my husband say, "It won't happen again."
What?
I was so mad, I put a coat on and went upstairs and started arguing with my mother-in-law. I told her she didn't have to come over without notice, but it turns out my husband told her to come over at 9 to discuss a family crisis. My mother-in-law said I was in the wrong for walking around half naked, knowing she has a key and might show up at any minute. I told her it's my home, and she said it's her son's home, too. We argued, what? And my husband told me to knock
your
it
son
off.
Her son probably wants to see her in underwear.
No, he would never. Could you imagine? We argued and my husband told me to knock it off and apologize, but I refused and went back upstairs. Then, after his mom and sister left, he called me childish and inappropriate. Tried to explain my side, but he said what's done is done, and he promised his mom that I will apologize, but I said I will never apologize, and she's going to have to wait decades for that. He got upset and called me disrespectful towards my guest. And my mother-in-law was technically a guest, so he's still nagging me for an apology to his mom via email to get this over with. Am I the asshole for not apologizing? I'll apologize if it turns out I'm the asshole here. I'm going to read the edits. Wow. There's too many comments here, and I can't respond to all of them. However, I just saw some info questions, and I'll answer them below. First and foremost, I'm not American. I wish, LOL. You guys probably figured this out by my horrific grammar, LOL, but I did my best. Mother-in-law has a copy of the key. After what happened, I told my husband to tell his mom to give the key back, but he said no, and that he won't punish her for something I did. Yes, he tends to take her side more often. She's super conservative and does not like me very much. Oh, and one more thing. This country, quote, I live in, not my country originally, treats women as, quote, possessions. For example, instead of calling me by my name, they would say, quote, Eric's wife, or, quote, his woman, which is rude and offensive. Another example is that there are lots of places women cannot access, and seeing a woman drive can be seen as a usual thing for them. The reason I married my husband is that he was very different from them. Truth be told, I've been feeling overwhelmed and depressed lately, and mom isn't near, so I couldn't visit and vent to her. This sounds terrible.
Yeah. This is crazy. It's your house. It's not like it would be one thing if they were staying with you and you just walk into the kitchen like tits out.
Like if you
That's a
knew,
lot.
you knew they were there and you were like,
Yeah.
hey, take a look.
What up? This is just what I do on
Drink it in
Saturdays.
my
Like that would be
house.
rude, but you were
It'd be
just drinking
unusual.
your it would well, that would be shocking. But she didn't know they were coming over. So
So
it's
what was
not
she
your
supposed to do? Like
problem.
if you were concerned, and I kind of feel like this probably wasn't a one-off occasion, right? Like if you were comfortable casually doing that, you probably do it fairly often. So like why wouldn't you have
If you
warned
knew
her?
she walks around in her underwear on the weekends, why wouldn't you tell her, hey, my mom's coming over tomorrow morning, so
Yeah.
please
You're
put a
like,
robe
sorry, my
on.
whore of a wife was sitting comfortably in the kitchen.
And so he says it won't happen again, meaning she will never walk around in her underwear again. So somebody commented and they said, oh, darling, I read your edit. You need to go home. This is only going to get worse and you have no protection. Scratch couples therapy, get your important documents, and get to your home country to initiate divorce. Ask or borrow money if you need it, but get out now. Get to your country's embassy is also an idea. I want to outline several things for you. You are in a foreign country where you are not seen as equals. You have no direct support network. You have no direct place to leave in case you need to find a safe place. Your husband could have been different, but now he is totally immersed in a culture which demeans you, with a mother who dislikes you and is eager to abuse you emotionally and mentally through her willing son, your husband. I do not know if you have easy access to birth control or abortion. If you do need to leave, what would your safety look like? You need to go home to your mother. If your husband is serious about being with you, he can follow you and try to make it work where you are far safer than where you were. But he shames you over your body in a space that should be safe for you, in a relationship which should be safe for you. Get out now. And then they shared some links to some websites that she can go to
Nice.
get help.
I hope
Yep.
the poster does do that because it sounds like you're trapped in a horrible situation.
Yeah, it sounds very emotionally abusive and controlling, not just by your husband, but by his mother through the husband. I couldn't imagine being in my kitchen in my underwear, like mother-in-law coming over and them not being the one to apologize. Just being like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We should have given you a heads up that we were coming over." Like,
Oh,
right,
that's on
that is the
us.
correct response. Like, who walks into someone else's home and sees them in their underwear and is like, "What the
What
fuck
the
are
hell
you
is
doing,
this?
you
What is wrong
whore?"
with you?
Like, it's her
You're a
kitchen.
real piece of trash, you know that? Oh, it's terrible. That is just
The
awful.
poster has a couple comments, but they're mostly just like replying to random
I
stuff.
saw that,
So.
yeah. Not a lot to go off of there, but yikes. Were all the posts we read today like the typical why are men assholes?
I think most of them, yeah.
Yeah,
Pretty
actually,
straightforward stuff.
yeah.
Yeah.
The dad's the only
Yeah.
one who was slightly redeemed because he realized he was wrong. All
Yes.
of the other men, terrible.
Yes. Wow.
There's I see people online
Wow.
sometimes talk about how saying all men are terrible isn't great because to me that sounds like kind of a not all men argument, if I'm being honest. And it's like, well, we're not talking about the people who aren't, but in general, men are pretty shitty to women, so
Yeah, you know, the most likely person to kill a woman is the man she lives with. So
Becca, you live
just.
with a man.
Fuck.
Nope, I lied. That's just David.
Aww.
Got him.
He's great.
I like David. David is, he's somebody I know.
Yeah, that's how I feel about him too.
Of all the people I know, David is one of them.
He's definitely one of them.
Yep.
I feel like this just really illustrates the importance of a network of like female friends and like feminine friendship networks that you need someone that you can go to. Like you need a network of people that you can share these things with and say like, I need to talk about this. I need to share this. Because if she had that, if this poster had that, this would not have gotten this far, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you have that trusted network you can go to, like, and trusted friends, they're going to tell you, like, please get out. You come stay with me. You can walk around in your underwear as much as you want. Like,
we'll do it together. And maybe we kiss.
But
I don't know.
When you're alone like, that is so hard. And I don't know. Yeah.
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 Well, sucks. Hate to end this one on a downer after the last couple episodes have been all positive. Did you file your taxes yet?
Oh, absolutely not.
I did mine.
Wow.
I'm getting $10,000 back.
Are you really?
No. Do you imagine?
I do no zero withholding, so I almost always get money back, which I maybe shouldn't do as much because it's like a free loan to the government.
I do one, and I basically never get money back. And depending on, like, because they take the stuff out of your check based on your salary, like if you get a bonus that's higher or referral bonuses and crap like that, it'll skew so that they didn't take enough through the years. So I typically end up even or owing a little bit.
Yeah, I might switch it because it's better to have your money up front.
Well, yeah, because then you can put it somewhere where you'll get some interest.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just feel like for you, no one's usually interested, so that's got to be nice.
Right on that note.
Goodbye forever.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.